Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. Let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven, and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first mystery. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus teaches, "You have heard that it was said, 'You shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy.' But I say to you, love your enemies, and pray for those who persecute you. In this way, you will be sons of your Father in heaven." Now, this was not a suggestion. It was a test of whether we are truly Christian or not. Okay, sure. Maybe the saints can do this, but how can we make this the expectation of ordinary people? Well, God is love, and to be united with God, we must become like Him. If we refuse to love even our enemies, we are refusing to become like God. Without love, we separate ourselves from God, who is love. Therefore, if we do not love even our enemies, we cannot be truly Christian, because we are rejecting the very nature of God Himself. And that's why the very last thing Maximilian Kolbe said to the brothers before he was arrested by the Gestapo was, "Do not forget love." Now, you might think, "I don't have any enemies." Sure, there are people who don't like me, but not real enemies. That is most assuredly true. You don't have anyone who's out to kill you. But nearly everyone has someone they secretly resent. You may not have someone who wants you dead, but unless you are unusual, you have someone you resent, and you have made that person your enemy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second mystery. In the original Greek, the word for enemies is ekthros, which means anyone who is opposed or in conflict with me. An enemy is not just the person who fights me, but the person I refuse to love because I resent them. And we tend to resent those who have hurt, failed, or disappointed us. Some common examples might be a parent who neglected or wounded us, a spouse who disappointed or betrayed us, a friend who broke trust, a boss who overlooked or humiliated us, a sibling who was domineering, or maybe that we envied. Basically, anyone who failed to give us the love, respect, or care we deserved. Inside my heart, I believe, you owe me something you didn't give me, so I resent you. And through this resentment, I place you in the position of a debtor, someone who owes me something. And in this way, you become my enemy, not necessarily through open conflict, but by the interior judgment I hold against you. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third mystery. Resentment is the ongoing refusal to release someone from a debt we believe they owe us because they hurt our sense of value or worth. Let me try to outline the step-by-step inner process by which resentment forms and grows in us. Someone fails to give us what we think we deserve: love, affirmation, protection, some form of justice. And deep down, even without knowing it, we feel and begin to think, because you failed me, I must not be worth loving. And we experience this as shame, the fear of being unworthy or unloved. But instead of facing the pain directly, I feel unworthy, I distract myself and I put my focus onto the other person. You wronged me. You owe me. This is a defense mechanism. I defend myself from the feeling of shame. I distract myself from it by blaming the other. You wronged me. The fault lies with you. The problem lies with you. While it feels protective, it really is poison. Resentment is like drinking poison and hoping the other person dies. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
The fourth mystery. Resentment is like drinking poison because it traps us in unresolved inner pain. Someone wounded my sense of value or dignity, and instead of healing the wound through forgiveness and mercy, I hold on to the debt. And that unresolved debt keeps the injury alive. As long as the debt remains, the pain remains. Did you catch that? As long as the debt remains, you're going to be in pain. And this wound triggers a deep fear. Am I unlovable? Am I worthless? This fear causes pain that becomes unbearable. So we try to escape it. And we instinctively seek relief through destructive behaviors, addictions to alcohol, drugs, pornography, or even food to numb the pain or offer a false comfort. But we can also seek to escape through workaholism. I try to overachieve, trying to prove my value and silence my fear of unworthiness, or even through binge entertainment. I drown myself in media, distractions, shows to avoid facing my wound. And this causes emotional problems like anxiety, depression, rage, bitterness, and resentment can even lead to physical illness because chronic resentment activates the body's stress response, weakening the immune system and harming physical health. Because we won't forgive, we won't let go of the debt, so we can't let go of the pain. And we try to escape the pain in all the wrong ways. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth mystery. If you think that the remedy to resentment is for the other person to finally change and give you what you want, then you will never, ever, ever get out of resentment. Because I will tell you right now, they probably won't change. There is only one way out of resentment, and Jesus gives it right here in the Sermon on the Mount. The only way out is to find your true identity in God and to release the other from their debt through forgiveness and mercy. Resentment comes because we looked to people to give us what only God can give. They didn't give us what we needed. They didn't care for us, and so we feel worthless. But no human person can give us our identity, worth, or happiness. Only God can. And He already has. He gave you your infinite worth by making you His sons and daughters. And He alone can make us perfectly happy. And when I find my identity and happiness in God alone, I no longer need anyone to give me anything. They owe me nothing. And that allows me to forgive, to release the debt I was holding against them. Now, forgiveness is not saying the wrong never happened, but it's releasing the other from an impossible debt. Yet Jesus calls us to go even further. He ends this teaching on love of enemies by calling us to be perfect as our Heavenly Father is perfect, or as Luke puts it, to be merciful as your Father is merciful. Mercy doesn't just release the debt. It goes further to want the good of the other, to think good of the other, to do good for them, not because they deserve it, but because God has been so merciful to us. This is the only path out of the prison. This is the only way to freedom. You need nothing from them. You have everything from God. You are free to love. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell, lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle.
Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil.
May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Well, Teresa, before we jump into this conversation about love of enemies and resentment, I just want to remind people praying with us why we have this conversation. It's not really supposed to be a time where I continue teaching. The purpose of this conversation is so that together we can continue to process the meditation, because you'll grasp things that I didn't grasp. You'll grasp things in a better way that I didn't grasp. And when we talk about it together, then your insight gives me greater insight, and my insight gives you greater insight. And then together we have greater insight. But it's also this, that when two people talk about important things, it causes a deeper, more intimate friendship. Good conversation really results in good friendship.
You know, interestingly enough, a lot of our audience that I get to meet in person, one of the things I get asked most often is how you and I develop the relationship we have. But ironically, it is quite literally by doing what they hear us doing right now.
Yes. Oh, this is such a good
point.
Which
can start at any point. It's not just because we've been doing this for my entire life, but you can start that at any point. Just asking someone, what did you think about that? No matter what the situation is. I think we're always like, but how do I find the right questions to ask everyone? You gotta at least start with the easiest question you can ask in any situation. What did you think about that? Even, what did you feel about that?
Yeah, even more importantly, what did you feel about it? It really is this simple equation that people have overlooked, that a good relationship comes from thinking about good things, good content, and then having good conversation based on that content.
It's why I love our birthday tradition of once a year on everyone's birthday in our family, we'll just sit down and ask birthday questions. We ask, what is your favorite memory from the year? What was your favorite birthday in your entire life? Little questions that help us sit down and reflect and celebrate a single person on their birthday.
Yeah.
It's nice.
It's so true. But I love this point that you made, because I've lived it with you for so long that I even forget that this is how it developed.
We take it for granted.
That you and I have a fantastic relationship because for at least 18 years now, on a daily basis, we've been meditating together on good content, and then we've been talking about it together. So if you're praying with us, if you want a better relationship with your wife or your husband, if you want a better relationship with your kids, if you want a better relationship with your friends, with anybody, an elderly parent, the simplest way to do it is invite them to pray this Rosary podcast with you and have some conversation and just do it regularly.
Mm-hmm.
And you could say to them, hey, I think so much of you. I value so much. I really want to have the best relationship possible. Let's do this together.
That gives you some content to share and discuss.
Yeah. So, what are your thoughts on this meditation about love of enemies?
This was a horrifically targeted and meaningful meditation. Oh my goodness.
Why?
I mean, who doesn't experience resentment? But this was just such a good, I think you really got down to the heart of why we resent, which is that fear of not being worthy of love. But I think especially what a telling but painful truth that at the end of the day, we're not going to be made better by we're waiting for someone to say sorry or to rectify the damage done. But that's not what will, A, it will probably never come. And B, it's not the thing that's going to fix us.
You know what it's like? It's like there's a person who's totally broke and they have no means of getting any more money. And they owe you a huge debt. And you throw them in prison
And you're like, to pay off the debt.
to pay
Well,
you back.
granted, wasn't the source of that they used to pay a prisoner's wage?
Yeah, I don't really know the whole history of debtors' prisons, but it never made
It's
sense to me
wild.
because the dude ain't never gonna pay
Yeah.
you back if he's in prison.
I was kind of looking at it metaphorically as like, imagine someone wrecks your house. Imagine someone puts a hole in your window or they literally blow up one of your walls and you're like, I'm not going to do anything to fix this. Come rain or shine, you're going to fix that window. You're going to fix that wall. And
Right.
it's raining and it's storming and you're just fuming and you're like, fix it.
Yeah.
It's A, it might never happen, but B, it's your house and you're living in it and you're waiting for someone else to fix this damage. If
Yeah.
someone broke one of my windows, it doesn't matter whether or not I thought they were in the wrong. I wouldn't stand around waiting for them to fix my window. I'd
Yeah.
call a guy.
But really at the root, resentment comes from expecting something from a broken human that we can
Yeah.
only receive from God.
And if we're really looking at the way we love, I mean, I do absolutely resonate with this meditation, and I feel this way all the time, where I feel so accusatory about the way that others fail to love perfectly, but I don't love people that perfectly. I'm not perfectly aware of every single person's emotional needs, and like, I'm not holding them all in existence. I'm not holding them all in perfect happiness and trying to keep everything perfectly balanced in the lives of all of my loved ones. And yet, that's how I act others as if others are responsible to keep me perfectly happy.
You know, Alcoholics Anonymous. I'm not an alcoholic, but I have learned from the great wisdom of Alcoholics Anonymous. Alcoholics Anonymous says this is the major offender that leads to addictions, resentment. And they call it the big offender. And they have they're very insightful. They've realized that part of resentment is that I refused, there's a problem in this relationship, and I've probably contributed to this problem in some way. And resentment is the absolute refusal to take any responsibility because the only person we can change is ourselves. And I think that's a great insight from Alcoholics Anonymous.
Absolutely, that's the core of it. But I also think it's helpful to highlight that the reason that this hurt is so profound is because we think at the root of all of these minor injuries to us that it's because we're not worthy of love, and that's why others are failing to love us perfectly. But we're not perfect at loving others.
No.
Only
Yet,
God is.
in all of our brokenness and imperfection and sin and all the ways we've rejected God, He still loves us perfectly. And He still looks at us and says, oh, you're amazing. And He's ready to flood us with His divine life. I'm pausing in silence because I'm really stunned by the exquisite nature of God's teaching right here in these few lines between, okay, you want to love those who love you and hate your enemies, but I'm saying you got to love your enemies. And the only way to do it, you got to forgive and be merciful. That's the way.
I'll be sitting with this meditation for a long time.
Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
And let's be apostles. That means you go out and spread it. Friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.